here into the third hour of the show. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. You can interact with the site and enjoy it for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site as well. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with the rest of our listeners, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. And as usual, there's all kinds of interesting stuff on the front page of our site. And one of those things is the news about DNA sampling. Yes, it's coming to a state near you, at least if your political jurisdiction in which you live is New York, which figures the Empire State would be one of the first on board with this. Early on Thursday, lawmakers in New York approved a bill that will make the state the first to require DNA samples from almost all convicted criminals. So, a lot of these state databases, as is pointed out here, collect DNA samples from felons. But what's remarkable, and this according to NPR, what's remarkable about the New York bill is it would expand the state's database to include DNA from people convicted of almost any crime, even misdemeanors as minor as jumping over a subway turnstile. Donna Lieberman, the director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, is concerned the strain of all that additional DNA will overwhelm the state crime labs that handle it. She might be right about that. I mean, the state doesn't exactly scale up very well. They're not as nimble as a market organization, so...
No, they would probably have some meetings, right? What do they call them?
Task force?
No, whenever they try to do something... Like, I was thinking specifically of the prison here, when they were having a series of meetings to figure out what was going to be done with the old prison. And it was just such a long, arduous process.
Oh, so brutal. And they just can't do anything quickly. They can't do it efficiently. And so I think she's probably right. It may overwhelm the state crime labs. But all that said, it'll give an excuse to, you know, double or triple the staff.
Yeah.
Increase the size of bureaucracy. She says, instead of helping us solve crimes, this may result in the conviction of innocent New Yorkers. What we've seen in other jurisdictions is that when you engage in the massive expansion of a database like that, there are shortcuts that are taken, and there's negligence, there's fraud and contamination, and it's really an enormous hurdle for defendants. The bill's authors did exempt minor marijuana convictions from the DNA reporting requirement, but its backers say, and this is including the Citizens Crime Commission of New York City, say there's a good argument for including even the most minor offenses in the database. They say, and this is Dick Aborn, the spokesman for this group, he says, we know from lots of studies and lots of data now that violent criminals will often begin their careers as nonviolent criminals. And the earlier you can get a nonviolent criminal's DNA in the databank, the higher your chances are of apprehending the right person.
They all probably started out doing a lot of things that other people do, like eating ice cream or, I mean, what is the name of this logical fallacy?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
I'm terrible at the logical fallacies, but I know it is one. So someone should call in and...
Can you explain the logical fallacy a little further?
Like, gosh.
Tell me more about it. Like, what is the logic that is failing?
Oh,
here?
Okay, I thought you wanted me to explain
causation
logical fallacies.
Is not, causation is not causation.
Right, like just because...
Correlation is not causation.
Yeah, I think that's the one. Just because the person smoked, some people that do commit crimes also got in trouble for smaller crimes,
right.
I should say, not really crimes, like pot smoking, doesn't mean that everyone who smokes pot is going to commit a crime.
Well, and why not just go to the next step? And how far are we away from them going to the next step, which will be, of course, you'll have to give a DNA sample to get a driver's license. Or they'll take a DNA sample from you when you're born. It's not that far away now, right?
No.
Because if you look at the numbers of people that have been in the criminal justice so-called system, they're tremendous. This country has more than anybody else, any other country around the world.
Fact alone, it bothers me that people don't think like... Because to me, that's a pretty well-known fact. I mean, maybe it isn't, but even before
in your circles,
I was
maybe.
But even before I was involved in the liberty community, before I even knew anything about Liberty, I knew that we had more people in jail
really?
Than other countries. Yeah. So to me, that's just kind of a known fact, and it says something really concerning.
I think you're right about that. And I think it's only a matter of time before they expand this out. And that's what they're doing. This is what government does. They expand. They get bigger. The program was originally, we're going to take DNA, but only from felons. And now it's, we're going to take DNA, but only from criminals. And before you know it, it'll be everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Says here that maybe why the bill has enjoyed the support of district attorneys all across the state. Aborn says the bill's authors did a good job of making sure the defense lawyers will have access to the database, too. And he points out that DNA can be used to prove innocence as well as guilt. DNA, they say, is the 21st century fingerprint. But as I recall, it's not perfect. And there have been mistakes.
I don't know much about it at all.
According to, let's see, Assemblyman Joseph Lentil of Brooklyn, who co-sponsored the bill, he says that if you've committed a crime and you get into the database, all this does is put you in the database and will sit there forever so long as you don't commit another crime. Nobody's going to use it, he says. No health agencies are going to have access to it. Oh, really? Well, didn't they say that when the Social Security number came out that it wouldn't be used for identification purposes? In fact, didn't it say that on the Social Security card that people were issued?
Yep.
Yeah, I believe it did. Huh.
You can't get a job without a Social Security number now.
Pretty much no.
You can't get it
under the table.
Yeah.
So, do you really believe these people when they, oh, no, nothing's going to be done with this information. No, no, no. We're not going to round up Muslims or anything like that. We would never round people up and put them into camps. Sure, we did it back in the 1940s. We mean the U.S. federal government. When they rounded up people during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we did it back then, but it was necessary. But trust us, this time around, we're really honest. We're really honest people, and you can trust. You trust the government, don't you? Of course,
no.
What are you really going to do about it, right? How are you going to stop this from happening?
Don't get caught doing crimes, right?
Well, there's that, but so many people get caught because there's so many things that are a crime these days. And so they're going through with this. I mean, I don't know if it's been signed by the governor, but this is the kind of thing that's going to get signed. I mean, it's all the prosecutors are in favor of it. The police are probably in favor of it.
Why wouldn't they be?
Right. So why would the politicians go against what the prosecutors and the police want? They do everything, almost everything the prosecutors and police want. So what is the way that you can stop this from happening? Because I can tell you, New York State, you're not going to stop it. And the only way to stop something like this is to get people together, I think. To get them together and get them active and work towards more freedom. Because if you don't turn the government around, this is what happens. And I don't even know if you can turn the government around, but darn it, we're trying our best here in New Hampshire, and there have been some liberty-minded people that have been elected to state House representative seats, and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has been grading different bills and
haven't
grading
there been
the
liberty
reps.
People who have been elected that turned out not to be very liberty-oriented?
Well, I don't know.
I'm asking because I'm just curious. I'm not
Are you,
accusing.
Do you mean free staters, or do you mean like so-called liberty people?
Or maybe, I don't know. I've heard things like there's certain people who have gotten into office and have not been what they said they might have been.
Honestly, I don't know. There's been at least a dozen of them that have been elected, and I haven't followed
each curious.
One of them. I haven't followed each one of them closely. I know that Mark Warden is elected, and he's awesome. I mean, he comes out to the 420 celebrations, and he's really, you know, a hardcore liberty principled dude. I know he got elected, and he's great. I don't know much about all of them. So I know that I brought up secession once and tagged a couple of them on Facebook, and they were like, no, we don't need to secede. So they don't agree on everything.
Yeah.
And we certainly know that within the so-called liberty community, there are people that believe in smaller government, and those people are likely not going to agree with me on some things, because I don't think any level of coercive apparatus is necessary. And some people still haven't gotten past that idea. So I would disagree with them on some of those things, I'm sure. And if somebody believes in small government except on one issue, then you get a real problem where they end up tending to focus on that one issue instead of focusing on more freedom. 855-453. So I think yours is a legitimate concern, and maybe you'll look into it and find out. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 News Alms from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the take away everything you can get. Take them all over, it's a horrible land.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lines from fascistic, psychopathic, genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Can dial in toll free, bring up anything you want. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there. Again, freetalklive.com features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
By the way, there's another alternative currency out there you want to consider. We talked about the Bitcoin earlier, but there's one that goes back a lot longer. In fact, way, way back in time. Gold and silver, hard metals, real value. These are great ways for you to hedge your bets against inflation. Because you can count on inflation. I mean, the government is going to keep printing money. As long as there's a big government around and wars that they're fighting, they're going to keep printing money. And the more they print money, the more they inflate the money supply, the less valuable your dollars become. So what do you do about that? Well, if you're some sort of brilliant investment advisor who's really practiced in that sort of thing, maybe you can go and invest them somewhere and somehow get a better rate of return on your investments than is the rate of inflation. That's a possibility, but I'm not that guy. And I don't know about you. I'm not that guy. So for me, I like to keep it simple. And I can tell you that gold and silver, more specifically silver, it's more my price range. These things have historically held their value. So you look at silver or gold, for instance, you look at what it can buy today versus what it bought, say, 100 years ago, or even just a few decades ago, you'll find that over time, it stays generally consistent. And they say, for instance, that a silver dime might buy you a gallon of gas, and it might have bought you a gallon of gas dozens of years ago as well, because the value of silver tends to rise when inflation happens. Since inflation is an increase in the money supply, it means that there's more dollars chasing around the same amount of goods. That's why you see the dollar value of silver go up or gold go up over time, but yet it's still about the same value in the marketplace. They say a fine suit of clothes would have cost you an ounce of gold, you know, hundreds of years ago. And then 100 years ago, it still would have cost you an ounce of gold. And today, it still would cost you an ounce of gold. These sorts of examples. So it's a good idea to have these things, these hard metals. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com, and you can get your hands on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. And it's with a group called Midas Resources, and they're behind the Genesis Communications Network, which is behind Free Talk Live. That's the company that helps syndicate this show out on different radio stations across the country. So when you buy through silver.freetalklive.com, you're not only helping Free Talk Live, but you're also helping the company that gets Free Talk Live out there, and you're getting the gold and silver you're looking for at a competitive price. So go and check it out for yourself. Or call them at 877-857-9938. That's silver.freetalklive.com, 877-857-9938. We're talking about New York, not just New York City, but New York State. This is the House of Representatives there, passing a bill that will make it so they will be taking DNA samples from almost everyone who's convicted of a crime. There's going to be maybe a couple of carved-out exceptions for marijuana possession, but besides that, you get arrested for misdemeanor trespass, you'll have your DNA taken from you. And there's some really creepy things going on out there. You've got drones coming soon to a city near you.
I agree that it's very creepy, but how many people get charged with misdemeanor trespass besides you? I'm really curious. Is this a common charge, or is this something that they've gone after you because you've been targeted?
Well, I bring it up because obviously I have experience with it personally, but in the case of misdemeanor trespass, there are probably a bunch of cases of people like with domestic incidents where you got some guy or girl who's had a trespass order issued against them, and they come back to get their stuff at their house, or you know, they somehow violate that trespass order. A lot of these things aren't hard to violate. So, I don't know, Julia, you'd have to sit in an arraignment for several weeks in a row to try to get some idea of how many of these cases there are, or perhaps pay the bureaucrats to run a report for you and give you that information. I'm sure the information is available. You just have to run through the bureaucratic hoops to get your hands on it.
No, thanks.
So they're going to be cataloging more people, and you're going to have drones in the sky. You've got video cameras popping up everywhere. There was a news story recently out of Chicago about how they're going to install another 1,000 or so cameras in their city. And
creepy.
It is creepy. And just was it last week, I think we were talking about the story out of Great Britain, where if you stop at a gas pump and you need to fill up, and they run your plate. They're going to have cameras at every gas pump. They're going to run your plate. And if your plate doesn't match up with having an insurance policy, you will not be vended gas.
Wow.
It's just example after example after example
black
of
market
how...
Black market gas stations.
Well, you probably will end up seeing black market gas, but that's a pretty tightly controlled situation, and it's pretty unlikely that the black market gas station is... You know, they're obviously not going to be able to advertise themselves, so the average person is not going to know about that, and they're going to be caught.
Their friend is just going to have to get them gas.
They're going to be caught in this
trap. Those little red jugs.
Well, that was one of the questions that we asked, was, well, how are they going to stop people from filling up red jugs? What are they going to do then?
Yeah.
What will happen there? So, who knows? I'm sure the control freaks have a plan for dealing with that. But you just look around and look at these news stories, and maybe you're lucky, maybe you're like us, and you don't live in one of these big cities where these things are happening. You should still be concerned for it.
I got some lemonade the other day.
From a child selling lemonade?
Oh, yeah. I turned around. I was like, ooh, illegal lemonade.
Well, is it illegal
in New Hampshire?
I don't think that you have as much trouble in New Hampshire as you do in some other places for stuff like that. There actually are rules, I think, within the city limits here in Keene that say that you can run a home business from your house. But the issue is you can't have a whole lot of traffic coming day in and day out. So I think if it's a one-off lemonade stand, they'd probably leave you alone. But if you're if you went out and set up a lemonade stand every day, if you were selling lemonade every day and somebody complained about it, I wonder what they would do.
Well, these little girls were very excited, and I would have been very sad if a cop came and told them, all six of them, there's a whole bunch of them, and they were so happy that
I came to
buy lemonade.
I bet you if the activists set up a lemonade stand, it would go down pretty fast.
That's because they hate you.
Well, right, because they don't like people challenging their system.
No, because you have poked the bears too many times.
Right, it's called challenging their system.
They're coming after you.
They don't like it when people challenge the status quo, so of course they come after you. Yeah, they were by here banging on the doors the other night.
That's creepy.
And shining flashlights in the windows.
On this side or the other side?
The whole house.
Hmm.
Yeah. Really creepy stuff. And when I checked the police log, just to see what was entered, it said police information. It didn't say noise complaint. So they have noise complaints that come in, and those are listed as noise complaints. And so there's this cop that I know of, he doesn't live around here, but he says that usually when it says police information, it means someone ratted you out. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means somebody, you know, claims they smelled something or what. Anyway, I don't feel like calling them to talk to them about it. 855-453 is the toll-free number here, 1-855-450-3733. But yeah, you can't tip over the apple cart and expect people inside the system to not get upset about it. So that's what's going to happen. And so that's why we need more people to be here to help with activism, because the more people we have, the more distributed the efforts, the more difficult it is for them to target one person or another and make a huge dent. More coming up. You can take control here. 855-453. Newspapers, they're dying. Coming up.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring anything you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you here tonight is Ian
and Julia,
inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. News updates are available. You can get signed up and follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever way works best for you. So head over to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. Not looking good for U.S. newspapers. We can tell you more about that. And we'll also, of course, take your phone calls about anything that might happen to be on your mind. That is the point of this radio program. So over the weekend, we talked, for those of you who are tuned into the Saturday night show, there was quite a bit of discussion about marijuana legalization and drug decriminalization as well, which, of course, Julia, I know this is a favorite topic of yours.
I love drugs.
And as, you know, as it's one of my favorite topics as well, I really think that it's so important that people know about this issue, that they become informed regarding drug prohibition. And what was really refreshing is I was, you know, I call radio stations for my daily job. That's what I do for the show during the daylight hours. And I had a program director comment to me that he'd heard the discussion and he loved it. So it's nice to be appreciated when you're having a discussion about drug legalization.
Drug legalization is something that is slowly becoming more acceptable, I think. The internet obviously has a huge, that's pretty much the reason, right, is because the information can spread far and wide. But I'm sure you've seen the BBC made a list of 20 drugs and they ranked them.
In the severity of their social...
Right. And that was put together for some sort of a council of retired politicians and things like that that came together to talk about whether or not these drugs should be legal. And to me, the fact that they're even talking about it is...
It's a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction.
And on that list, by the way, was heroin and alcohol were the top two, if I'm not mistaken.
Alcohol was not number two. It was up there. It was up there.
What
no.
was number two? Like barbiturates?
Probably... Something like that.
Let's go to Mickey. He's in Huntsville listening to WBHP. Mickey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Yeah, thank you. The best reason that I can think of for legalization of drugs is things I've seen in life over the years. And that it's too easy, the way things are going, to walk into something, like say you're just going shopping in the mall or in a restaurant or a lounge or wherever you're going out, your parks or anything, something you're going down out in the open like that and try to hide around. You see it accidentally, you don't pay any attention, but those people may think that you're going to tell them. They track you down somewhere and kill you, man.
Well, yeah,
and
there's
a lot
really
of innocent
some
people can wind up dead. How many times does that happen?
Absolutely. Or you could get held up at knife point just to get some money for somebody's next crack fix or whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of violence that's associated with the black market. And, Mickey, as always, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So that's a real concern. And that's what happens in the black market.
I actually had a friend here yesterday from Boston, and she somehow we got talking about drug legalization, and she does drugs. She's a regular person. She doesn't know much about liberty, really, or my philosophy. I think she's probably heard little bits and pieces, but we were talking about drug legalization, you know, and she seemed to be almost maybe a little bit battling internally, kind of just not really having an issue coming to terms with it, but just having never really heard somebody say, I think we need to legalize all drugs.
Incredible. She's never heard someone say that before?
She might, but I don't think it's anything that she's ever really had a serious conversation with. You know what I mean? It's just not. I mean, she does drugs, and she's had a good experience with drugs. And
so she's not one of those drug users who wants to keep it illegal? Because
no,
those people exist.
But I think that she wasn't, you know, she was kind of on the fence, like maybe. But, you know, we were just talking about it, and she said, well, you know, what about these drugs? And there's, like, heroin, for example. That's a big one. A lot of people say
they'll bring that one up, sure.
Right.
Or meth.
Right. These shouldn't be legal. But I love this example. There is one place in the world, I believe it's in the Netherlands, where they have a government-legalized heroin program. And it's government-sponsored, but if you're a heroin addict, you apply for the program, and they give you legal heroin. Their crime, I think it was like 80%, their crime, like robberies and things like that, they had a huge heroin problem.
Meaning it dropped 80%?
It dropped 80%, and there are plenty of addicts who say, you know, now they work, they're still addicts, they still have problems, mm-hmm, like alcoholics, but they can function in society, they're not living in the streets, they're not spreading disease.
Right. Important. So there's huge advances that are made by experiments like that. Now, obviously, we don't support the government buying drugs for people. But if you go and you look at Portugal, for instance, where they've had decriminalization for the last decade, there have been some really amazing changes there, in that one of the more notable ones is the number of addicts has dropped in half. And that's not because a bunch of addicts are getting overdosing and on legal drugs or anything like that. It's just because if they're not illegal, people are more likely to seek help. And they can.
Well, that's one of my biggest concerns, is that, you know, drug use, especially intravenous drug use, is so, I mean, needle drug users are like lepers. It's just not, it's looked down on, it frightens people, it grosses people out,
it's
and
creepy.
You can understand why. You know, and I don't ever, I've never seen someone shoot up. I don't want to see someone shoot up. That's not, and I think it's gross too. But these people, they have problems and they have a burden that's so heavy. And like, who can they talk to about it? You know, everybody looks down on you. So as a society, we need to embrace them, in that we need to, you know, make it a comfortable place where they can appropriately get help.
Right. Being afraid is not going to help.
No, not at all. And feeling stuck is a huge issue, too. And they get so stuck in that lifestyle, mm-hmm, that they feel like they can't get out. It's heartbreaking to me.
And the current situation is not one that's based in compassion. It is one that's based in punishment. And it doesn't work. I mean, anybody that has ever been to jail or prison knows that drugs are available in there. So you can't stop people from getting these things. So you have to accept that people are going to do drugs, even if you don't agree with people doing drugs. And if you are somebody who doesn't agree with people doing drugs, I might ask, do you drink coffee or alcohol? But that aside, even if you don't agree with people doing drugs, you have to allow them to, because they're going to anyway. And if you accept the idea that they're going to do them, then you can come at that from a different perspective. You can come at it from, if you see it as a problem, and I think abuse is a problem. I don't think that reasonable use of a lot of recreational drugs is necessarily a problem. But I think that abuse is always an issue. And you can come at them from a position of compassion and being willing to help, as long as they want the help. Don't force it on them, because that's not going to help them. You know, if you want to quit smoking cigarettes, you've got to want to quit smoking cigarettes. You can't just have somebody force you to quit. Like somebody went to jail, for instance. You go to jail, a lot of these guys are in there, they want cigarettes really bad, and you'd think, well, after 2 months of being in jail or 3 months of being in jail, you haven't smoked a cigarette, presuming you aren't getting them on the inside. But if you go through that time, a lot of them, first thing they do when they get out, go and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
Or they're getting cigarettes delivered to them when they're out on work crew or whatever.
Well,
so you can't force someone to stop.
A lot of these programs, like the methadone and stuff, where people can kind of try to get off heroin. There's a couple of them. Suboxone is another one. They have waiting lists. They're only available. The Suboxone doctors are very, very regulated, and so
it's like heroin, though, right? The Suboxone stuff.
Suboxone's a little different.
Because I heard the guy talking about shooting those up in jail, too.
I think it's methadrone is different. Suboxone's a little different. But either way, it helps people get off. You know, it's one... Get off. It helps people get off the heroin, and it's just one of the treatment options. But there's such long waiting lists for these, because there's only a few doctors, because it's so heavily regulated. So what you're talking about someone who's begging you, I'm a drug addict, and I want help right now.
They can't get it.
And they can't get it.
Sick.
It's sick. It's so sad. It breaks my heart.
You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here, whether it's drugs or DNA confiscation. We can talk to you about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. Still plenty of time for your thoughts here in the remaining moments, which are imminent. 1-855-450-3733. Also, can tell you about the status of U.S. newspapers. It's not good. More on the way here. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number here tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live, and that means you can call in, talk about whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the site's features there for free. If you like Free Talk Live and you'd like to help support the show, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. There are different Amazons there for different countries. So you click into the one that's right for you, and then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. You're probably going to buy stuff online anyway. And as you pointed out, Julia, they even sell groceries at Amazon.
So yes, you're probably the grocery section.
Right. I mean, it's not fresh milk or anything like that, but they do have, you know, a lot of groceries. So you get what you're looking for, and Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Now, there's a story that we've been following off and on over the years, more recently on Free Talk Live, and that is the saga of the print industry, specifically the daily newspaper industry. It's just interesting to watch dying business models. And I'll be the first to admit, radio is also one of these dying business models. I think that radio is in a much better position than newsprint in that it still penetrates into car, like every car out there. Whether or not the person uses their radio is another question. But the studies that are out there show that a significant supermajority, like over 90% of Americans, use radio on a weekly basis. So we're doing all right with kind of the way things have been, still rolling ahead pretty solidly for radio. And radio, I think, would be doing better if it weren't for the FCC being around to regulate the band, because we could then have more new stations come on the air and try new things and new formats and new ideas more often. There'd be a healthier competitiveness to the business that just isn't there because of all the consolidation of the industry. But all that said, newspapers are the most dyingest of the old big media. And it's interesting to watch it happen. And as especially when newspapers are dying, while they're looking at the other potential for making money and trying their damnedest to figure out how to do it before they run out of cash or, you know, have to sell the business and sell all their assets.
You mean online?
Yeah, right, online. Whether it's through the Amazon Kindle or whether it's through your iPhone or Android, this is how people are getting their news today. Or whether it's waking up in the morning, hopping on a web browser, and going to favorite news sites. This is how people are getting their news.
It's just such a more interactive experience. I think my favorite part of reading news stories online is the comments.
Depending. I thought you said the comments at Free Keen were awful.
They are. No, yeah, but I mean, I didn't mean Free Keen.
Right.
Free Keen is awful. But in general, if you read something like an article in the Huffington Post, for example, where there's a lot of traffic, you'll see a lot of comments. Like, I read a lot of food articles, for example, and, you know, if people don't agree with it, they'll say their opinion. And so you kind of, if you read through the comments, you can get a lot of different angles and kind of figure out maybe where you stand. And people will post links to other articles and stuff. So it's just a more interactive experience. You get a lot more variety of opinions and angles of the story. You know what I mean? It's not just this one person.
I don't know. It depends on the site. Because even some sites like the local newspaper, their comments are awful. There's terrible trolls.
I don't really read the local newspaper.
So,
it's the same thing as the printed paper.
And then on some stories, like the Huffington Post you mentioned, there was a story they did on the Bearcat here in Keene that got over 5,000 comments. There's so many comments, you can't read them all.
There was actually a comment. One of the politicians who voted against or, you know, for the Bearcat got on there and said something. And somebody who wasn't even from Keene just said, like, you sound like a seasoned politician, like you control freak or something.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. I agree with you. It brings interactivity to the next level, and people like interactivity, which is why talk radio is a very successful radio format, because it's interactive. So anyway, here's the news from Financial Times, FT.com. The headlines about the U.S. newspaper industry have never been so bleak. In recent weeks, LinkedIn, the networking website, and the Council of Economic Advisors have reported that the press is America's fastest shrinking industry. Boy, how would you like to have that title?
Yeah, that stinks.
America's fastest shrinking industry. Measured by jobs lost, the Newspaper Association of America has shown that advertising sales have halved since just 2005, and they're now at 1984's level. Remember, we're talking about in dollars today. They are at 1984's level. So they're not adjusting for inflation there. Meaning, if they are making the same amount of dollars today in the newspaper business as they were in 1984, when people were actually reading newspapers...
That's pretty awful.
They're doing much worse than they were in 1984. Pew Research Center has found that for every digital ad dollar they've earned, so they're trying, they've lost $7 in print ads. As media from television to billboards bounce back from the recession, I don't know about that, newsprint is being left behind. Zenith Optimedia this week predicted that internet advertising would pass newspaper advertising next year around the world. But in the U.S., where internet penetration is high and newspaper audiences are shrinking, digital will overtake newspapers and magazines' combined ad sales this year. That's combined ad sales for all newspapers and magazines. Goodbye. It's not going to last much longer.
I can't imagine reading a newspaper.
I did in jail. Of course, there's not much else to read in there.
If there's something that was in front of me, like if I was waiting and there was a newspaper, but I read the shampoo bottles in the shower. I just like to read, so.
Right. You're not going to subscribe.
No.
And ultimately, that's the deciding factor as to whether or not they're going to stick around, is whether or not people subscribe to them.
Yes.
And whether or not people value the advertising, because, you know, they all interact. If they lose subscribers, the advertisers aren't going to find them as valuable, and so they're not going to make as much money, which is going to cut the newspaper's going to cut staff to compensate to that. Their staff cuts are going to result in less original content for the newspaper, which is going to result in fewer people subscribing. And it's just it's a downward spiral.
Yeah.
And it's pretty difficult for them to break out of this trend. According to the story here, again, FT.com, there's no doubt we're going out of business now, says one unnamed executive, telling Pew's Project for Excellence in Journalism, which predicted a future of shrinking newsrooms, print deliveries of only a few days per week, and more papers closing altogether. We've already seen that happen. A U.S. Annenberg School study reached the stark conclusion that most printed U.S. dailies would be gone in 5 years. Departing executives and bankruptcy advisors have been among the few people making good money from newspapers. The chief executives of Gannett and the New York Times left in recent months with packages worth $37 million and $24 million, respectively. And yet the very pressures on print are also accelerating the pace of change in newspapers' business models. On March 5th, the L.A. Times introduced a membership program that will limit online users to free 15 free articles per month. After that, readers must pay a subscription, which is more pricey for digital-only access than for a bundle in which they keep taking the newspaper. The move followed Gannett's announcement in February that all 80 of its community newspapers will introduce digital subscriptions, in a move the publisher expects to add $100 million to operating profit. And some people would still question this particular business model, the idea that, oh, your news is so valuable that you think you can charge for it? Why would I pay Gannett or the New York Times or one of these other monolithic, you know, old media news companies to access their website when there's likely another version of that story somewhere else online? I mean, I understand they do have exclusive pieces that they do, no doubt about it. But really, are you going to subscribe to the New York Times website?
I mean, no. Gosh, no.
But it's the finest reporting in America, according to them. Why wouldn't you?
You know, I think the only people that would subscribe to the New York Times news site are people who read the New York Times. Like, my dad, for example, loves the New York Times. He would agree with that statement that, or maybe he doesn't anymore, I wouldn't know, but maybe he would agree with the statement that it's the best newspaper in the world, and he used to read the physical paper every Sunday, so he might subscribe. But those people are dying out.
They sure are. Publishers have focused particularly closely on the New York Times, which began charging for online content a year ago and counted 390,000 digital subscribers by December. Not bad, I would say. I'm actually pretty surprised that they did that well. Now, Barclays Capital estimated this month that digital subscriptions could add $100 million to the group's annual circulation revenues, more than offsetting an estimated $50 million to $60 million annual decline in print advertising. But hold on a second. If they're going to add $100 million in circulation revenues, and they're losing $50 million to $60 million per year, that's not going to go forever. Like, how much more can the New York Times really get? How many more subscribers can they aspire to? If they've got just under 500,000 now, how many more is realistic? I mean, obviously, it's the whole world is their target market, so they could, in theory, have far more than they ever had in print. But what's realistic? I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. We're going to find out over time. We know the New York Times has not been doing very well. They've been talking about selling off different aspects of their business. I think they owned like a part of a baseball team, for instance. They've gotten into all kinds of different areas. They've talked about renting out rooms in their in their building, etc. So it's interesting watching this. You know, the old media just struggle for relevance and struggle to stay alive in a world where new ideas are coming faster than they know how to handle it. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
See you tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.